Hello, hello. How's everybody doing out there? YDBT Daily. YDBT Daily coming at you every Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Tuesday at 8, Thursday at 8, and Sunday at 8. That's right. We do everything prime time here. Today, what we're going to talk about is Dodge, Stellantis, Ram, whatever the hell you want to call it, introduced or announced the RHO, the Ram High Output, which is the competitor to the regular base model Raptor, not the Raptor R. Remember, Dodge does not have a pre-runner style truck and then a even better pre-runner style truck that would compete against the R. The R has to basically be pitted against the TRX, or now called the RHO, for Ram High Output. It is now an inline six Hurricane 500 plus horsepower motor. And I don't know why anyone would hate that. We live in a weird world where people covet the 2JZ. Fuck, you go to a car meet, and you know how when you just walk through like an area of a car meet, just, you know, you hear rumblings, you're blah, 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 2JZ, blah, 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 RB26, blah, 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 Barra, blah, blah. People covet the 2J. People covet the now B58. People covet the RB, whatever the fuck, 26 shit, straight bullshit, Nissan, I don't even know what the fuck it's called. And now, the B58, S58 variants. But for whatever reason, they don't really love the Dodge Hurricane inline six, bi-turbo inline six. And I'm like, wait a minute. Guys, there's a lot of upside to this. Torque, horsepower, people that go to that similar engine setup seems to do extremely well. Hell, Australians to this day, deep throat, Barra, bullshit. So please don't make fun of the Hurricane stuff until there's a reason to. Because in terms of potential, it's there. I'll talk about why I think it's a good idea for them to head to the inline six platform and dump the gas guzzling, non-emissions meeting, heavy Hellcat engines on their cars, and we'll talk about whatever else pops up. And not before Mr. Bill O'Reilly says hello to the people here.
Okay. We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it, and we'll do it live. Right. Fucking thing sucks.
It does suck. Everything sucks. Everything sucks all the time. PMAS. PMAS. Proving that 15 to 17 cold air intake on Mustangs, out, flow, Gen 3s, DinaHatPerformance.com, get your Amory cup to DinaHatPerformance.com, I got their hat, I got Power by the Hour shirt, the real companies that support this fucking program, no fakery here, PlatformHatPerformance.com, I retrieve the panels, the wheels, the tires, the fucking notch, you name it, used parts for Coyote and late model shit, available at thepartfarm.com. Caliber transmission getting ready to go to NMRA. Please get my Corvette done. I miss that car. Let's get that Corvette back to Florida. Balak is Caleb backwards. Balak are the best wheels for R8 that are driven by drug dealers that totally work on cars and make money just working on R8s. Totally not a front for their drug running operation. Two Auto Solutions, Rami's and Alan. Two Auto Solutions back on track, putting Multec in GT500. Good for him. MFP of Australia, MFP, Main Force Performance, IamOutOfBreath.com, holy shit. We're going to say hi to the people here, but we're going to go ahead and after we do that, we talk a little bit about the RHO, which used to be the TRX, and how I think that the future of the Hurricane is very bright for many, many reasons. Coyote Fury, B. Levesh, Leon Phelps, Travis, Nat Jew, Cornfed Cow, Valley 10 Speed, Paul Ponthew, Joe Swiss, Slow 99, Clean 93 GT, Bryson Witt, Clint Stroke, TJ Sikorsky, Money 540, Mikey T, Maki Mock, I'm Hung Solo, Donkey Mac, Robin Williams, JD Swag, 2000 MCR, Andy Ali, Chris, Victor Sardone, Bank Account 50. Stuart says the Lightning goes on sale in Australia for $280,000 Australian. Sheesh! Dixon 225, Sarky's wife's boyfriend, Michael W., Ken Phillips a couple of times, hell, three times, spamming the shit out of the chat. RoboStyle, Pito Chiquito, one of one RTR, El Patron de la Cerveza. Someone said 875 pounds driveway for the 6.2, 430 driveway for the Hurricane, likely without turbo. Smoking ZX14, second shift racing, Gregory Ovich, one of one RTR, Bondo Bird, Twitch TV, Speed Freak 260. Christian Duran, Matt Christensen, Colby, Rudy Bacala, Rican 50, Charlie Vega, Rican 50 again, Tony Dominguez, Super Dad, Brandon Horton, Mr. Prime, Ian Oz, Peter Chow, Jay Potter, I shit my pants, says, TNS197, Nick G, REL4X, Nick Nair, Reflect, YouTube Crowd Band of Free Speech, Liberal Company, Adonis96, Diego, FLKA, thank you very much, Anthony Viestra, Big Jake, Miss Jimmy Jam, Dini High Performance, Revit Racing, Coyote Fury, I mean Coyote HD, Ian Martha, get me my fucking 01 wheel sold. I will give you guys a fucking $200, I will give anybody $200 sales commission if you can sell my fucking ZR1 wheels. Get them shits out of my garage. Parker Performance just supports his Aries, Lewis, Nick Nair, Ken Phillips, and all the usual suspects here. So now that Dodge has announced that their Ram RHO, really interesting how they ended up announcing how, you know, like the commercial for the RHO was very interesting to me. So check it out. They just went all out. Hey, look at this right here. There you go. Yeah. Woo, 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 woo. Oh, I love that shit. Get it, Dodge. That's how you bring out the fucking RHO. Oh. Bow, 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 bow. So anyway, I gotta get rid of that. Oh my lord, I'm gonna get copyrighted for a whole fucking hour. Anyway, so the RHO was introduced. Obviously, that wasn't how Dodge introduced the RHO, but I wish they did. So check it out. So this is now their RHO, which is the Ram TRX successor. Inline six Hurricane, 500 plus 20 horsepower, bunch of different things going on with it. And we'll go over the bullet points real quick. Number one, more towing capacity. Why, guys, does it have more towing capacity? Tell me why it has more towing capacity than someone said, what is happening? Why does the inline six turbo have more towing capacity than the Hellcat motor equipped TRX? Remember the Street Alpha podcast? Big L said, Alex played that song and two Hellcats zoomed past my house. Less weight, says Recon 50. Sam 50 says, torque and it's turbo, not a blower, Zachary Lopez. Turbo, pendejo, not a blower. So now the towing capacity goes up. The truck weighs less. You can literally command whatever boost you want. Whereas a supercharger, you're going up a hill towing a fucking cigarette boat, and that bitch is making 11 PSI at 2100 RPMs going, fuck all this. Now we have more torque, lighter truck, adjustable variable turbo, twin turbos at that, and it tows better. It is 0.1 seconds slower to 60. 200 pounds lighter. Same top speed. The thing has the metrics of a Hellcat equipped motor. Better fuel mileage, lighter, overall just a better truck. Why would you hate that? So imagine they carry this thought process over to the Challenger. And all of a sudden, Pookies be like, I ain't finna buy that because it don't make the noise. But it's quick, it's light, it might be tunable very soon. Because if this Hurricane motor gets tuned before a 24 Ford vehicle with the MG1 architecture and all the new bull, the Gen 4 Coyote and shit, stick a nail in Ford shit. I know eventually it'll be tunable. It's about the shit that we can do now. Global B, Cadillacs, tunable now. E-Ray, tunable now. C8 Corvettes, tunable now. If the Hurricane becomes tunable in 2 or 3 months, why the fuck would you buy anything Ford? Why the fuck would you buy anything brand new that's Ford? Because you hope that they got their head out of their asses and somehow made a better 10R80. you hope that their Gen 4 is so much better than their Gen 3 and Gen 2 that you're willing to wait 2 years for tuning, carrying a $700-$900 car note on a car you can't tune, and these motherfuckers are going out there getting tuned tonight? It would be very interesting if Stellantis allows access to the computer to the Hurricane motor, and tuners get their hands on it. Tuners that are familiar with straight six twin turbo stuff or Dodge stuff specifically. I think people that have an easier time crossing over, people that have an easier time crossing over. Okay, so if you're a Hellcat tuner, I'm not saying you're not going to be able to tune it, but I think a B58 or anyone that has had straight six twin turbo stock computer experience should jump in that game ASAP, because you know what to expect out of a certain cylinder head design, a certain turbo output, a certain RPM, a certain rotating assembly, because let's just say they're putting this motor in big vehicles. Does that make you think that the motor is robust or it's made of glass? I think it's robust. So imagine somebody goes out there, puts a bigger turbo on it. It's direct injection, so they do a port kit on it, maybe a bigger direct injector, tune it, turn it up. You don't think it's going to make 8,000 horsepower on a stock bottom end, or even the stock rotating assembly just boosting fuel? It'll be interesting to see if it's possible, and if it's possible before the Mustang and Ford architecture is ready to go. That's why I think if it is, Dodge has an absolute... They can be optimistic that the Challenger, having an electric drivetrain, two Hurricanes to choose from, I think it'll nip at the sales of the Ford. People say, oh, the last American V8. Ford won the horsepower wars. No, they didn't. The last car that Dodge made 1,100 horsepower, the 170 Dodge Demon. So Dodge won the horsepower wars. Dodge is still going to make a Charger, not a Challenger, sorry, a Charger. They're not going to call it a Challenger, but maybe they'll make a Challenger down the road. But it's going to have a straight six. So maybe you could say the last American V8. What the fuck is it worth it if you can't tune it? Big fucking deal. They made the last American V8 that you can't tune. Wow. Big fucking whoop. We'll see. I'm not a fan of something you can't tune. I'm not a fan of something you can't control. I'm not a fan of something that snitches on you to the government. And Ford has been caught doing that with their Sync software. Yes, look it up. I'm not just talking out of my asshole, even though I do like talking out of my asshole. They have actually been caught snitching on your shit. I'm not saying Dodge doesn't. I'm not saying Mercedes-Benz doesn't. But look, if we're talking real talk, Ford is not exactly a fucking saint. Can't tune it, snitches on you, car gets beat by Gen 3s. Why the hell would you buy it? Oh, yeah. And Whipple is the only one that can tune it. Why the fuck would you do that? I'd rather go Gen 3 and under. And that's what we're seeing in the ticket system. At Lund Racing, where I work, I see nothing but guys. It's crazy how busy it is. I'm like, how many cars are left to tune? How many cars are left to tune? I'm blown away that I see 18 to 23 Mustangs. I mean, I get at least 20 new tunes every 2 days on my list. That's 40 new tunes. Actually, 50 new tunes a week. Not counting revisions, upgrades, E85 upgrades, AT manifold upgrades, you name it. So I think people are taking heed and going, you know what? This 24 Mustang to me ain't no big thing. I don't care that it's the last American V8. It doesn't matter if I can't upgrade it to my liking. I'll wait until tuning is available. And if Dodge beats you to the game, don't be surprised if you lose sales to Dodge, just like Ford did through the last half of the Hellcat era and Charger era, where they came out with 1320, 392, Hellcat, Red Eye, Demon, and they basically outsold all Mustang throughout the last half of that era. We'll talk about it. Do you guys give the Hurricane a shot? Or do you say, nah, it's a dud. I'm a V8 guy all the way. Hellcat motors, you know, God motor. I'm good. I'm not going to fucks with it. We'll see how all that goes. goes. Let's talk about it. We'll see how everything goes there. What's up, Teal? Says Oscar H. Finally caught a live catch and a replay while at work. B-50 tuners will have their fun with it. Imagine that, Sam Yadgar. Imagine that, Sammy. That B-58 tuners go, why not? We got all this data over here with direct injected turbo straight six. Supra tuners got all that data. Why not? Why can't we go in there, figure out how Stellantis / Dodge lays out their architecture and whoever indexes it, and we'll see if we can make power because we know the limits or at least what to expect. So we'll basically duplicate the timing curve, this fueling curve of a B58 and see how it reacts. And if it reacts commensurate to what the B58 is doing, then we know the guidelines, we know what the upgrades are, we know what to expect, we know the mods, we can sell the tuning. It's gonna be a good time. Bet Pookie won't be stealing those. Almost like S650 owners are trying to have paid off cars before they spend the money on mods and a can of pump gas. I love how the V6 are compared to a natural disaster, cyclone and hurricane, and it's a straight six. By the way, remember when you guys talked all that trash about 3.5 liter EcoBoost V6s? By the way, they sound like shit, but they make good power, especially the Gen 2 port DI versions, but it sounds like shit. And if you were to find a Raptor and you're like, look at that truck, oh my God, because look, the reason you buy a Raptor in any other state but California or Arizona, where they actually pre-run, you probably are 5'7" and have no dick, and that's okay. Nothing's wrong with having no dick and being 5'7". But if you bought the truck to look big, bad, and masculine, and then you get in it, you jump in it, you pole vault in it, and you turn it on, and there's a girl that goes, he's short, but that's a badass truck. And then you're about to leave, you know, Smoky Bones in Daytona, and you turn it on, and after she's done laughing her ass off and her panties dried up from the fart noises coming from the exhaust, you failed at everything. Hurricane is going to be the same thing. So don't buy, if you're going to look at a big ass truck, you're expecting a big ass sound out of it. I get that. But I'm talking about the performance of it. It was nothing to poo-poo at. But that's why I think the truck in general is gay. Unless you're going to actually pre-run, there's no real reason to buy these fucking things. They don't tow all that good. They're not all that quick, and they don't do all that much. So RHO and Raptor guy is going to be the same guy. So in my opinion, it's not something I would buy. I would definitely look into a, let's just say, boy, Dodge, you really want to be assholes? Why don't you make an RCSB HO Hurricane? Dodge, you know you're not in the game. You know you are not in the fucking truck street shit game. You're not even in it. But imagine you make some kind of little red truck, Super B variant bullshit. Regular cab, short bed, four-wheel drive, high output Hurricane. Oh, not to say that it's going to be Coyote. That's going to be extremely difficult. Coyotes and built LS Tacuaches run the streets. But why not get some sales? Why not get something? Imagine that little motor in a little truck, four-wheel drive, a ZF 8-speed with a torque converter, twin turbo all-wheel drive, at least competing. I think it'll be interesting, but I don't know if they'll actually do that. I would buy a RCSB Pookie truck. Trick 6 is going to sound like a different kind of shit. I get it, but look at what BMW guys are doing out there. BMW guys are out there being competitive on the street. You cannot say a B58 BMW with downpipes and E50 with a lab coat is a piece of shit. It's at least a 10-second something or even a high 9-second something. So on the street, if it's running low 10s, high 9s, that's impressive. So let's say you have a truck, E50, Hurricane, tuned, RCSB, some slicks or some drag radios, and it runs a similar number. You're not going to be impressed? Really? You're not going to be impressed? What does it take to run a 10-0 or a high 9 on the street in an F-150? Whipple, E85, over 15 pounds of boost. Let's say the truck you buy already comes with twin turbos. Hurricane. It needs downpipes and a tune. It does sound pretty good. And you don't have to worry about the rudders rubbing. Pendejo. It'll be interesting. Good evening, everyone, says the Gap Father. What was the small truck they had before? Was it the Dakota? Speaking of RCSB, you see that purple F-150 goes 7s with an FFRE motor? No, sir. I don't pay attention to any of that bullshit truck shit. They will never go to a regular cap performance truck, which is crazy to me. What's the best transmission upgrade kit for a 10R80, a 6R80? Hurricane on that. Tell me where to go. Inline sounds much better than a V configuration. Bro, RCSB Hurricane truck would be cool, I think. Hurricane sideshows. Russian hackers better start getting after it, says Mr. Prime. The Hurricane at least sounds a little better than the Raptor's V6. I'm not saying that I buy it, because the last thing I... Dodge is a ghetto brand. Let's get this shit out of the way. All right, black people love Dodges. Lil Durk pulls up in a Dodge. People want it. All right, you know how many Dodges are in Riviera Beach? Like, it's just stupid how many Dodges are here. They're a shit car. And again, they're like the STX or whatever the shit version is. Not a scat. Nothing. It's just... So, if a rapper has it, boom. So, Dodge, be smart. Start giving this to Lil Baby, Da Baby. Any rapper with Baby in his name, give it to Drake. Give it to anybody. Give these Hurricane-equipped RHOs and whatevers to rappers. Black people will buy them ASAP. I want nothing to do with them because I want to keep mine. Okay, you know, brother sees my the Escalade is kind of a brother brand. Yeah, they can steal that shit. It's got really good insurance. Dodge stopped making RCSBs. What's to say that they just can't make some? I mean, did you really think they were gonna put a Hellcat motor in a truck? And they did. Unfortunately, it's a 6,800 pound truck with four doors and a stupid bed, and it doesn't do anything good. Except you can upgrade it, E85 pulley down, and the upgrade. Is the allure of the TRX if you want to do hood shit. But an RCSB Hurricane, to me, sounds like a good time. You can start now that I'm here. I'm going to lunch his Glass Roof Coyote. I was going to say 6R82. Yeah, when people, for whatever reason, are holding out hope that the 10R80 on Mustangs are going to be all of a sudden revolutionary and badass. Did you see Junior's video the other day? They figured out how to make the 4R200 hub go into overdrive seamlessly. The issue with the 4R200 hub for a very long time on 6R80 Mustangs was it'd go 1, 2, 3 and then have a clunky 3-6 shift. And then when you want to downshift from 6 to 3, it would like lock up the tires and do some shit. So they stopped selling it as an overdrive transmission. But then, you know, Motec came around and we started seeing what things are doing and doing a lot of vetting and testing. And all of a sudden, Junior's like, let me try some stuff. Let me revisit this. And Brandon has a 4R200 equipped S197. Fucking allergies. God damn it. Why? Why at night? I was fine all day. So he was able to do a 1-2-3-6 and a 6-3-2-1. And it did it seamlessly. He also tried it on a customer's car. So now you can have an overdrive equipped 4R200 that has a seamless 1-2-3-6 and a 6-3-2-1. I don't know why you guys are holding out hope for this 10R80. I mean, I don't care about the fucking 10R80. The 10 speed in it was never meant for big power. The fact that it's a 10 speed, it's for a gas mileage, right? Turbo 400s have 3 speeds. Power Glides have 2 speeds. 6R80s have 6 speeds. ZFs have 8. So now, you want to, for whatever reason, because you stupidly looked on TikTok, Instagram, and all this bullshit, and you thought the 10R80 was superior than the 6R80 all the way to big power, now you're stuck with it. It's over. It's over. That trans, in my opinion, unless somebody comes out with like a gear delete kit, is not worth it, in my opinion. It's over, Jim.
It's over. It's over.
Nothing is over. Nothing. You just don't turn it off.
Not wrong. JFK, hey, what's up? How's your head? Why is anyone down on the Ram RHO and bringing up that it doesn't have a V8? Even if it did, all the people would do is mall crawl with them. I agree 100%. Jimmy Jams is here. I just saw his name pop up. Everything, the chat flies too fast, so if I miss your comments, I apologize. Rappers used to rap about having Lambos and shit. Now it's about traffic cars. There are a few single cab TRXs out there. They're custom made though. They look like absolute shit. I don't like those custom TRXs. They look so stupid. I just don't care. Only Weird says, modern car guys are ricers. They would rather have a slower vehicle if it makes good idle tunnel clips for IG. Now, let's talk about that. What is your definition of performance? See, I'm an old guy. So performance to me used to mean how a car runs in the quarter, the eighth, you know, how a car runs in, oh, look, Tundra? Toyota makes an RCSB? Look at that. Wow, Toyota. Someone sent me a picture of a Toyota Tundra regular cab short bed. That's interesting. I didn't know they made a Toyota Tundra regular cab short bed. But in my opinion, I don't know where the fuck I was going with this. I lost my train of thought totally. Where was I talking? Okay, performance. Growing up, the movies I watched, they're all racing oriented. Okay, bear with me. Every car movie I saw was either a terror movie like Christine or The Wraith, where there was basically a guy that was avenging, you know, death by racing people, then killing them. Born to Run was a racing movie. The Heavenly Kid was a racing movie. Remember The Heavenly Kid when they had to race all the way to the end of a cliff? Okay. I watched all these badass drag racing movies and racing movies in general. And then I was, I think, 20. What year did Fast and Furious come out? Fast and Furious. The two original year. 2001. Boy. So I was, I'm 20, 24 years ago. 23 years ago. I was 23. 23 and 23 is 46. I was 23. That was a grown ass man. I was an adult. Yeah, Heavenly Kid is so good, right? DNA High Performance. The Heavenly Kid is very good. So I was 23 years old when Fast and Furious came out. We all go to the theater and we're like, oh, another drag racing movie. Can't wait. And then you sit down and you go, Underglow. Like Underglow. Like that was gay back then. And then all the terminology was bullshit. It's all ricer cars. None of them are a 10-second car. They're all shit. And I thought it was a comedy. That right there was the seminal moment. 10, 11, 12-year-olds love that movie. 21, 22, 23-year-olds, because you guys can say, oh, you were old when it came out. I was dead smack in the middle of my 20s. And I thought, this movie's fucking gay. So those guys grew up wanting to have Underglow and stickers on the side of the cars and saying dumb shit like Nas. So performance, the word performance changed. The word performance is now how it performs parked. How big the flame you can get out of it. How many times are you scrolling on Instagram and you see a guy popping his exhaust popping, flames, guys putting gel on the exhaust tip so that the flame is a different color. That is their definition of performance. So no longer do they care about what the car actually runs. They care, the vast majority of Instagram and TikTokers, is what the car does. Look, flame burble tune. Flame burble popping shotgun tune. Cam loped idle tune, which is... So people literally buy a tune from Lund Racing because you cannot buy a ghost cammed idle tune. A ghost cammed idle tune is an add-on to an already performance tune. So if you want a ghost cammed idle tune, you gotta buy a tune. And the ghost cammed tune then is free. And we don't adjust it. One and done. See you later. If it chops, cool. If it doesn't chop, vaya con Dios. So that's how the car is performing to them. It's chopping. Bra, bra, bra. Cool. Popping, burbling, flaming. So no longer it's about the performance of the vehicle in terms of 0 to 60, quarter mile, eighth mile, all that stuff. Now performance is also stance, how it looks parked, how it shows off. That is the, I don't want to say millennial because those guys are old. I would say the Gen Z or just the ricer mentality is still strong. Ricer's performance definition is how the car looks. The racer performance is how the car actually runs in the quarter mile, eighth mile, or top speed. Superfast was way better than all of them. Superfast was the stupidest movie. I couldn't even get through it. It was so stupid. I've never seen Fast and Furious seem gay to me since day one, says Can I Be Frank. Thank you. My brother, God rest his soul, he's not dead, but he's just stupid. He watched Fast and Furious. He never raced anything in his life. He had an Oldsmobile Omega, okay? Like, he swore to God that his Oldsmobile Omega was something. And he did the same thing every 90s kid does. Puts the No Fear stickers on them, takes paint and splatters it on the door panels, different colors, like a splish splash pattern. Put a big subwoofer in the back like a dumbass. Put hubcaps spray painted in the same color of the car. He did all the ricer shit because he doesn't know shit about cars. He went up to me. He's like, because he knew I had a nitrous fox body when I was racing in my early 20s. It was an 11-second car. That's all it was, like a low 11-second car. He was like, hey, let me ask you a question. When you give it the nose, does it like look like that, like crazy, like on Fast and Furious? Well, no. It's an 11-second car. It's not that fast. Oh, I don't know, because I would think when you hit the nitro, it would just be like crazy. I was like, you know what the fuck you're talking about. God rest his chromosomes. Any chance PBH will make the 4200 hub again if shifting to OD got smoothed out? It has to get smoothed out. I don't know. It depends on the demand. Ghetto, exactly. Rest in peace, my Altima transmission. Who cares? Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift came out. That was the final nail in the coffin. The best was a guy with a Civic. A misfire thought he had a cam in it. You talked about this on the TDL. What the hell is TDL? The original Fast movie was cheesy and funny because it was made by non-car guys. Yes, but look, I think performance, I'm not going to say, okay, there's more money. Let's be honest. There's way more money in the performance of the ricer than it is in the racer. Look at American Muscle. American Muscle, even Justin Dugan said it. He goes, Raxium, louvers, wheels, accessories, strut covers, battery covers, radiator covers. Like, we sell accessories, and that's what props up the business. Truck guys, you're just the same. Offset wheels to put a bunch of strain on your fucking wheel bearing. Bullet lug nuts. You're not a badass. You're 5'7 and 135 pounds with a Coors Light hat. You're not a badass because you got bullet lug nuts. You're fucking stupid. I look at you and I go, you are a fucking stupid. But I don't care. I don't pay that much attention. I go, oh, he's got, look at this fucking homo. He's got bullet lug nuts on his two-wheel drive, lifted, offset out to the fucking moon, American Force wheeled, you know, regular V8. Piece of shit. So performance has taken on a completely different definition, and I understand that, and that's cool, and there's way more money in it. I just want nothing to do with that culture. Nitrous is for running helicopters in overdrive. DNA says 11 in your early 20s was like having a low 9 car a second today. Absolutely. Guys, I was 23 years old and I had a little Fox body that was like an 11.3 car, and it was actually pretty quick back then. So, you know, it was a 302, you know, stock head E7 carbureted. No, it was fuel injected. Had Edelbrock upper and lower, CNL 90mm, 65mm throttle body, 1.7 rockers, March pulleys, shorty headers, 430 gears, Tremec 3550, and a Zoom clutch. Oh, what a time to be alive. People do not care about speed. They just care about looking the part. That is what the performance of the car sitting still looks like. I just don't subscribe to that. And it's very difficult as a tuner. To say no when something is requested so often. And it tells you what's happening out there. It tells you what the general public wants. They want burbly, poppy, dumb shit. They watch these guys in some... Remember when we used to make fun of Saudi Arabians? Sliding back and forth with a Camry at 200 miles an hour and doing all this stuff. Now we're doing way worse shit. We're doing sideshows, slideshows, dumb shit, flames out the back. We used to make fun of the Saudis and the Arabs doing all this dumb shit. Now we are the dumb ones. That's right. It is crazy how his as the culture has devolved. The car culture has devolved, and now Saudis look at us like we're fucking ricers. The bullet antenna, drive shaft screaming for help as a carrier bearing. I love how the charger was smoking the tires while doing the wheelie. Hello, Alex. Okay. It's always hilarious when they put out 8,000 cylinder wheels on a $600 truck and Chinese tires. The Subaru community refers to those as lifestyle mods. Ashton Munoz says, don't let this distract you from the fact that Hector is going to be running three Honda Civics with spoon engines. And on top of that, he just went into Harry's and bought three T66 turbos with NAS. That, in my opinion, that movie, that whole franchise, brought evolution of the racing community, or it stopped the forward progress. It actually stopped the forward progress of the racing community. Back then, they were all talking about racing. And now this thing made you talk about racing. I want that sticker. Like, nobody looks at Paul Walker's Supra and go, I want that. Oh, I'm sorry. No one that is not gay and stupid looks at Paul Walker Supra and says, I want that. You're gay and stupid when you look at that car and go, I want to make that exact same car. But Alex, wouldn't you love to have the Back to the Future DeLorean? You're really making that leap? You son of a bitch, you're really making that leap? You cocksucker, you really think those two are in the same fucking league, dickhead? Are you psycho? One is a cultural icon. The other thing is gay. Fuck me. Could you imagine? Oh, shit. Fast and Furious Trans have more gears than 80 speed semi. Overlanders are the new ricers. Are truck or ricer guys the worst? I don't know. I don't care. I live in Florida where everyone's pretty stupid. You can have... Loxahatchee's hilarious. Loxahatchee people think that they're... Okay, so Loxahatchee is way west of West Palm, Riviera, and Palm Beach Gardens. At 5 o'clock, all you have to do is stand on North Lake. And going west, there's nothing but Ram 1500s, King Ranch duallys lifted to the sky with like 28s fucking going to... Oh, they're all going to Loxahatchee because they swear to God their country. Boy, you live in Palm Beach County. There's nothing country in Palm Beach County except maybe Okeechobee, way the fuck out there. There's a guy in my town that just imported an R34 and he's already wanted to sell it. It seemed really cool, but it's literally a 90s Nissan. That's what people need to understand also about Fox bodies. We talked about the Barrett Jackson culture being almost in collusion with people to artificially inflate the price of things based on auctions. Imagine your vehicle is now beholden to how drunk a millionaire is at the Barrett Jackson auction and how much he really wants that 93 Cobra R and pays six figures for it. And now your regular teal Cobra with black interior goes up in value $6,000 because one drunk guy decided to do that. Every Skyline is a 90s Nissan. A Toyota, a Supra, when you get it, it's underwhelming. You think this thing is $1,000? No, it is underwhelming. Get yourself a, I don't know what the hell they mark, whatever. The Fast and Furious Supra, turbo, the whole shit. Get in it and drive it. It's fucking trash. Fox bodies, fucking trash. They're trash ass cars. Cobras, 03, 04 Cobras. Trash ass cars. But people think, like an ex-girlfriend, the memory is more enticing than the reality. You know what I'm talking about. You break up, you think about her, and you go, man, she was great in bed. She cooked, she cleaned, she did all this stuff. And then you pause and you go, but then think about all the bad stuff and the reason y'all broke up. That's the same with cars. You think about the good times in the Fox body, the good times in Fast and Furious, the good times, you know, in Back to the Future. I'd love to have a DeLorean. Look at that. Cool. Then the reality of that person or car is awful as opposed to what the memory is. I always thought, I want my 86 notch back. And then I'm like, holy shit, it need a complete restoration. I remember the trunk was fucking rotting. The floor was rotting. The door was rotting. I'm like, this thing needs a complete restoration. The Fairmont, at least, it is what it is today. I know what it is. I don't have a false sense of reality with these vehicles. So people that lust after a Supra, people that lust after an R30, whatever the fuck, when you get it, you're going to go, it's a fucking 90s technology Nissan. Why the fuck did I get that? That guy that bought the 130,000-mile Cobra is local to me. Okay. Rich people go to auctions for the competition and bragging rights of their rich friends. Underwhelming is an understatement, says Kevin216. The cars we love as kids always be on a pedestal. Drive one and they're terrible. And this is why I think Cobra guys get so fucking mad. Is because you and I both know that car's a piece of shit. I mean, it's fast for what it is. It could be modded very well to be a good race car. Sure. But would you get in it every day and go to work? Could you daily drive a modded Cobra? Hell, even a stock Cobra. Could you daily drive that thing? The seating position's terrible. The shifter's terrible. You smash your knuckles in the radio all the time. And this is the biggest piece of shit. I remember I dated a girl. God rest her soul. She ain't dead. Just dumb. Brought down a fucking notchback. And I'm like, you have a beautiful, nice new truck. Well, you know, it's bad on gas. I'm like, I'll buy the gas. Big deal. Get to work in AC. No, she wanted to drive this fucking notch no matter what. And the thing had no AC. The thing was an absolute fucking rat. She'd come home sweating her balls off. Hey-o. And I'm like, it's not really worth it to drive this fucking notch in traffic for 40 minutes. So what you think is cool about that car, the reality kind of smacks you in the face. I don't know if they lust after the car as much as they lust after the past. That's very good, Mrs. Jimmy Jams. When I bought my white notch, I bought it because I wanted to get to something to tinker. I wanted to get something to tinker with. And all of you were like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, Alex, blah, 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 notch, notch, notch. The reality of driving that car 20 minutes is awful. That car is only good to race it. The notch was fun to tinker with carburetor stuff, drive around a parking lot, maybe drive it 15 minutes down the road to like a Cars and Coffee and come back. But there is no goddamn way I was going to get in that car every freaking day and start it and drive it 20 minutes. I would have sold it a lot quicker. That car I drove maybe once every 2 weeks. And when I came back driving it, my back was all nasty because it was sweating. And it was only 70 degrees outside. So the reality of the notch, and you guys looked at it from afar and go, that's so badass, that's so badass. Drive one. You'll hate it. I'm watching Carlito's Way right now. One of my buddies just traded his full bolt-on Gen 2 Mustang for an 03-04 Cobra. Rest in peace, sir. You think the Gen 1 Coyote to Gen 2 is like such an upgrade that you think you went from a buggy to a spaceship? Gen 2, in my opinion, was the pinnacle. And now you went back you went from a Gen 2, could have had a Gen 1, could have had a 05 to 11. You went to a fucking Cobra? He is going to hate his life. Bad decision on him. And I don't understand him. I don't think any New Edge looks good. I would never build anything based off of a New Edge. It's the least desirable of all of the Fox variants. I would rather have a box top Fairmont than any New Edge. They look cheap. Even a fully built, let's have a real conversation. Let's say somebody... the Luns are going to hate this. Whatever. Let's say somebody is selling an 04 GT-based, fully decked out, fully specced out drag car Marilat rear, proven chassis, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, a roller. And then you have the exact same specced out ride, but in a 93 notch. Tell me what the price difference is going to be. You could ask for $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 for a rolling chassis for a fucking Marilat 9-inch, you know, caged up 6-0 legal fucking notch. Good luck getting that for any new edge car that is built the same way. They are absolutely awful in comparison when you go built for built, full max effort, you get way more money for the notch than you would for the SS, for the new edge. I know a guy that traded his fully built supercharged Gen 2 Cobra because it holds its value. Wow. I feel the Foxes are more glorified than the Coyotes in the Mustang community for whatever reason. Bradley Wilkerson? They're lighter. You saw what my 400 cubic inch NA stick Fox ran, right? 10.7 at 129. Not 114, not 116, not 120, 129 on pump gas. So that motor wasn't all that robust. And it went a stupid number because the chassis, the triangulated four link, everything is just perfect. The Coyotes need a decent amount of work to make them go a similar number for the power. Like, because they're heavy too. They're heavier. They're just a newer chassis that's heavier. So, yeah, all Fox bodies, in terms of racing, are always going to be held in a higher regard than most S197s. But give it 10 years. When all these S197s come down in price under $15,000, every Fox body can take his thought process. Every single little thing you know about Fox bodies can be directly transferred into a 11, fuck 05 to 10, fuck all that, 11 through 14 S197. That means the same thought process, bar angle. Difference is a three link as opposed to a four link, but you can make all that shit happen. So they'll become the new age Fox body. My mom sold her old 03 Cobra to get a maximum. Coyote swap Fox body is the way to go. I heard that you can tune a 10 or 80 to use only 6 gears on a track tuner. Is that bullshit? I mean, what's that? Leaving in third? Yeah, leaving in third. Right? So if you there, we have tuned some Whipple cars to leave in third gear. Hell, I think Cletus's truck leaves in third gear, if I'm not mistaken. If you want to go drag racing and be competitive, a Fox is a good car to build off of. I only think they look good. Wouldn't want one, but clean black stock one with amber taillights look good. No, I wouldn't want one. Fuck all that. 460 rear-wheel horsepower on a Fox runs 10s. Exactly. The new Edge is like S650 of the Fox body. New Edge is heavy. New Edge is heavy? Interesting. Where's Admiral Peck to defend his favorite platform? In my opinion, they just sound good. And a 2012 Boss looks best and a badass motor, in my opinion. The S351, the only reason I would want it, guys, is because, in my opinion, it's the best vehicle that they built that you could buy. You couldn't really buy an S7, right? That thing was just big money. The 351, short block or long block, add boost to it, and hell, put it on E85. Add boost, put it on E85. Stock long block, stock cam. You got probably a low 10-second car if you get it to hook. Good clutch, good trans, good rear end, blah, blah, blah. You can get an S3. I would love to find an S351 that has been beat up a little bit, but is mechanically sound so that then I don't feel bad modifying it. But I would never buy a $70,000 or $60,000 99 S351 because it just looks too good. And you're like, no, I'm not going to mod it because now the $70,000 that I bought it for, the $60,000 that I bought it for, I'll never get back. But if I find someone has a pretty beat up but mechanically sound S351 for $40,000, never know. But you can't find them. If you guys want to do me that favor, if you can look around for a well-used S351, hell, any year, forget 99, any year, but it has to be an S351, non-convertible. What is the cheapest S351 you can find me? Non-convertible. We'll see what the deal is. If you leave in third, the 1080, it only shifts three times. With Black Jesus, Fox, and Capri, just remember, loved that front end. My new edge had been good to learn wrench on first car, but that's about it. New edge is heavy. That's what they say, but I don't know much about the new edge. Slow 99 says, new edge weighs about 33 to 3400 pounds. Not that heavy. Just feels like it is because stock suspension sucks and makes no horsepower. What's an 87 to 93 GT weigh? GT, meaning the heaviest of the Fox variants. 87 to 93 GT or Cobra, what did they weigh? Viatech Automotive Repair says, 302 Boss is the holy grail for S197. Absolutely. I'd sell a Gen 2 full bolt-on for that over a Cobra any day. Absolutely. If you were to tell me top three out of these three cars, and in what order would you put them in? Boss 302, Gen 2 GT, or Cobra? It'd be that exact same order. Number one, Boss 302. Number two, Gen 2 GT. Number three, 0304 Cobra. Fuck what you say. The new edge is only a few hundred pounds heavier than the Fox, if I remember correctly. A few hundred pounds is a few hundred pounds. Is it gay to want to own an 07 to 09 GT500 because of Will Smith driving one and I Am Legend? No, look, that's another car people sleep on. Let's talk about that. 07 to 09 GT500 can make the exact same horsepower. You can make 850, no problem, but it needs a little help. Let's say a BMP Gen 2R or a Whipple 2.9. Cams from L&M, NSRs, all the boost, 10% lower, whatever the fuck upper, like 20 plus pounds of boost, and E85 in long tubes, in a good fuel system. That car, the bottom end, can take about 850 before the rods start to complain a little bit. And it's an iron block. That's kind of the problem. It's a heavy iron block. Aluminum heads. 11 to 12 had all aluminum heads and block. And it made a little bit more horsepower. And it was lighter. So my favorite GT500 to this day is a Performance Package 12. Put a TVS on it. Long tubes. L&M NSRs. Pump gas bitch. 2.4 upper. And just ride out. Choppity chop. Make 700 on pump gas. Chillin'. Choppity chop, blah, 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 blah. 297 first, TR6060, you're good to go. So a lot of people sleep on those cars, and I think you can get it pretty cheap right now, but not a lot of people are looking to drop cash because you can't finance those. I mean, you can finance them, but stupid interest rate. Would you ever buy and drive a 67, 69 era Mustang if it was clean? Hell, what classic cars, if any, do you like? That's a good question. So 69 Chevelles are just fucking perfect, in my opinion. I love everything about them. If we're talking, classic cars, let's go classic cars that I look at and I would buy a 69 Chevelle. They had Impala SS's. Let me see what an Impala SS looks like. Isn't it the same thing? Impala SS. Yeah, fuck me, that bitch is bad. Stop it, bro. Oh my lord, what's a 67? Do they have a 67? What's a 67 look like? 67. No, 69. But believe it or not, because I'm a little older than you guys, I remember some of these cars on the road. And yeah, it's got to stop at 69. So 69 Impala SS or Chevelle would be a Billy badass car, in my opinion. These big body Chevys are so cool, in my opinion. But a 60, like a 67 fastback Mustang is one of those few cars that I might fucks with. You know what I mean? Of course you can't find them for crate, unless it was stupid money. And obviously this is the sought after car. If you're going to buy a 60s era Mustang, you're looking for this car right here. This is it. There it is. Done. Boom. That's it. 67 fastback. Would be something I'd look at. 69 Chevelle would be something I look at. I love the 64 Impalas because I like lowrider culture. I like lowrider bullshit all day, every day. And believe it or not, the Cobra Jet Torino is another car that I absolutely adore. Cobra Jet Torino, to me, it's not fast. It's not anything. But when I see a Cobra Jet Torino, just because of the weirdness of it, I think it's a cool car. and you don't see them anywhere, and that's cool. So 69 Chevelle, 69 Impala SS, 67 Fastback, and a Cobra Jet Torino would be the classic cars that I'd gravitate towards, honestly. 81 Z28 is on my bucket list. Personally, obviously, I'm a Fox Body guy. You give me a clean 93 notch with a Coyote in it, with a TVS and a T56, give me that all day, every day. But that's not a classic car. It is technically a classic car. It's over 25 years old or whatever. But I think we're talking 60s era. I don't have any interest in CUDAs. I don't have any interest in old Novas. I don't care about those cars at all. I've seen 5.4 GT500s going for as low as $30,000. You're going to hop in that SU51 for the first time and say, what the fuck is this piece of shit? Joe Pesci tone. Because the interior is trash from 99 to 04. Yeah, the cruise control button will fall right off the moment I get inside. I don't care. The Fox bodies were trash. The Fox bodies had a gangster lean on the seat. The Fox bodies had saggy doors because of the door pins. The Fox bodies had trash torque boxes. They had trash strut towers. But we all still love them. 70 Boss 429 in black. 70 Chevelle is the one everyone wants. I want the 16. Why the 70? 70 Chevelle. I don't. 70 Chevelle. Yeah, I don't want that one. No. I want the 69. I don't know why. It looks fucking identical. What's the fuck? What's the difference? I don't know. Maybe it's motor or, you know, it's got this code engine. I don't care. I don't give a fuck. They'd get a Coyote in it. My 87 manual, pretty loaded car, weight 30-30, half tank of gas last time I weighed it. Look, when we talk about cars of our childhood, which cars do you want, right? I grew up during the Back to the Future era. I would love that car. I would love the Back to the Future DeLorean sitting there, never drive it because I'd look like an absolute homosexual driving it. But I want it. But cars that affected me as a Ute was, you're gonna think it's funny as fuck. Those that know. There was a guy named Lou Proto. He ran fast muscle. He went fast forward fun forward weekend. It was a blue nitrous NOS blue with a white top GT with a big fucking cubic inch Ford and 800 shot of nitrous down the bitch. And I'm like, I want that fucking car. Because it wasn't totally gutted. Back then people were making back half cars and it looked like stupid sucked in. I like the wheels to be flush or maybe a little stick out in the quarter panel, but a lot of tire in the mini tub, you know? So Lou Proto's nitrous blue Fox is something I would love to duplicate one day, but that's probably what, $120,000, $140,000, $150,000 build, and just high compression nitrous Fox just fucking chopping it up everywhere. Oh bro, it was badass. Don Hill says 70 half Chevelle was 454, is probably the premium horsepower car. Ford Ranchero Buick Grand National GNX, that's another car you guys think is badass, but it's a piece of shit. The Buick Grand National. Once you pull on the door handle to shut it, the handle comes with you. And you're like, so Lou Proto's car I'd love. I'd love an old 78 Broham, Fleetwood Broham Cadillac with a big 7-liter V8. I'd love an old 60s Lincoln, the one that Kennedy got shot in with the suicide doors. I'd love that bitch slam like a slab fucking rolling through town, just low as shit. I mean, it's weird. I like weird cars. I think the Hurricane might get rid of the hood stigma for the Dodge. Lou Proto is from Monroe, Connecticut. Whatever happened to that car? That car was so cool. Don Hill says, hey, Alex, my dream car was a 67 Nova SS, which I got rid of with a, you know, monster big block 532. But once I learned about the Coyote platform, I was sold. What do you think about the new Dodge Hornet RT? Nothing, don't know shit about it. He still has that car. Lou Proto still has that car? Did he fuck it up though? Like, does it look just dumb as shit? That bitch was show quality. Lou Proto. Oh, there it is. Bro. God damn it. God damn it. You know? Oh, shit. There's a whole Facebook page dedicated to it. Look at this. Shout out to you, Lupro. You want to sell this pig? Ugh! Stop it. Fuck. Look at all this cage work. Oh, bro. He fucking documented the whole motherfucker. Oh, man. It's all fucked up now. Let me see what it looks like now. Yeah. Hey, it looks like a big block. What the... Bro, this bitch was bad, bro. Take that hood off. Put a regular cow hood on that bitch. This bitch was bad. This was in 2013. This thing was... no turvy welds here. Shit's looking good. This bitch at Lebanon Valley Dragway. Fucking running 8-something. Ugh. Fuck, it was so bad. In 2013, was a bad bitch. Shout out to you, Lou Proto. If you got that car, let a brother know. Still show quality? Bro, badass. You don't understand, guys. In the fast forward weekend, when it would come around, see, every Fox Body guy in his own town that had a 10-second car was saying something. Then you go to fun forward weekend, and that's like the slow class. And you see these 7-second crazy Vortec fucking crazy looking things everywhere and guys replacing head gaskets every run. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening? As a 19 to 20 year old, I was like, I'm fucking slow as shit. I ain't got nothing on these cats. But Lou Proto's car, because I'd go to Lebanon Valley Dragway and see him race there. And then I might see him at the Berlin Turnpike fucking around. I'm like, God damn it, what am I doing? Lou Proto's car, what, drives the dark blue Fox Body Love? Yes, sir. Absolutely. Alex is at full mast. Again, that's one badass car. It is. What about a Marauder? Fuck a Marauder, taxi cab having ass. You motherfuckers talking about a Marauder. Why would I want a taxi cab? Fuck all that. Making Dreamvolve chassis the modern day Fox Body, full teams. Don't care. Guys, gonna die, verbal diarrhea. Hey, Alex, what happened to TDC? If you ever decide to do another channel, it'll be cool. If you did a live channel, we can talk about anything like conspiracies, life lessons, politics. Rary, I love you. The dating channel was the best thing ever for content, but it was the worst thing ever for your life. See, I think you have to do a very good job if you're ever gonna get into social media stuff of keeping your personal life personal. I met so many great women in my dating life that the moment they saw that channel wanted nothing to do with me because they did not want to become content for that channel. And I have literally broken hearts because of that channel. You know, I've said some stuff that wasn't directed at anybody, but you can't call them up and say, oh, it's totally not about you when their criteria fits it to a T. So I said, is this worth it? Is this worth having? It makes $100 a month. I don't know. So then I stopped doing it. Stopped doing it all together. And I think it's better for my personal life to remain personal and my professional life to remain professional. Checked your email. I sent you a 351. Thank you very much. So a well-used 351, I think, would be a very good buy if I can find one well-used but mechanically sound. But that's going to be the hard one because mechanically sound is still probably super fucked up. 5.7 with 430 rear gear goes... decent 6-speed auto. I don't know what he's talking about. Awesome guy texted something. Marketplace isn't available to you? Oh, this... fuck me. I have to switch accounts. Now I have to go back here and hit it again. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, here we go. Okay. Let's check this out. So this is an S351... on Marketplace for $50,000. Well, I did say 50,000. I could get it down to 40. Okay. Oh, fuck. Celine S351 Coupe. Great condition. Low mileage car. Has a Celine Alcon brakes. Black leather Recaros. 10-inch rear wheels. Car super clean underneath also. Have a folder of records. Picking history in a binder. Window sticker. And window sticker. $50,000. We'll entertain trades for a Celine Fox. Mr. Chrome Cobra convertible or Coyote Fox swap coupe of equal or lesser with cash on your end in Nolans. I don't know, bro. Wait a minute. What? Where's the blower? Wait, how can it be an S351 without the S? Or are they, was there like an R? No. No, it needs to have a blower. Where the fuck's the blower, son? Yo, this bitch don't got a blower? Hit the blower. Hit the blower. Oh, come on. It don't got a blower. $50,000 for a car, NA car? 351? Well, you smoking that good shit. Where's the fucking blower on that thing, bro? TDC was so much fun. TDC was the best. I'm telling you guys, TDC was the best. The dating channel was the best channel. It was genuine content. It was awesome. It didn't make much money. And every girl that I went out with found out about it. And it was a problem. I almost died. Taxi cab, you ain't lying. It's true. Exactly. Mercury, Krumer, Eliminator. Who cares? Damn, son, no more alien erotica. Thoughts? Oh, 318 Mac, that was an issue. Oh, don't get me started on the ex, bro. We don't want to go there. Good person. Hope, wish them the best. I would still love a life advice channel in general. Throw a one in the chat if you want to see that. Fuck all that. No, thank you. No, I need, guys, I give you 3 live streams a week, and it takes every other day to like relax, recover, and make 1 or 2 more videos, and then have the Patreon. Bro. I need a life. I need a bit of a life to enjoy myself. I have all this money coming in and stuff, but then I'm spending it trying to build cars and then give you content nonstop. No, eventually I have to like, you know, stop and smell the roses. All 3 S251s are blower. Maybe it was an option. No blower, switch. Shoo! My buddy paid $70,000 for a 97 S251 with 1,000 miles on it. The kayak story still cracks me up. Alex, BN says, Alex, shout out from Melbourne, Australia. Appreciate all the education on the Coyote platform. Keen to do a Gen 2 SF50 with an ESS kit. So, Toby Vega, who is a TikToker, talked to him at the gym today for a little bit. The dude's on the program. ESS, Gen 3, 100 millimeter pulley, probably making 900 real horsepower. He wants to go 9s in it. I guess the quickest and fastest Gen 3 with an ESS is like a 990 car. So, he's going to go up there to Orlando, try to launch it. He's got GT350 axles, bias ply tire. He listens to everything we say and does it. So I'm hoping that he can go out there and run a 990 or a 10.0. The problem is I told him you're going to have to launch it really high. But he bought a WAP box. He bought the right shifter. He bought the catch can. He bought all the right things and a return style fuel system. So if you follow him on TikTok and Instagram, he's going to go to Orlando the next couple of weeks and hopefully try to bust off a low 10. I told him just go up there and slip the clutch for now and learn it. Once you're comfortable, go ahead and give it a clutch dump and we'll see if the clutch survives. Cuts a 1.5, 1.4, 60 foot and get you into the 9s. Bumble swipes on Mustangs, Facebook marketplaces. S351s had a supercharger. Some S281s didn't. Why does an ESS spin so much in low RPMs compared to a Whipple? Don't know what the fuck you're talking about. How would they find out? The only way is you telling them. Don't know what he's talking about. Damn, TDC. Oh, no. Yuri. I would never tell the woman I had a dating channel. This is all you got to do. Put my name in a Google search. My face pops up. Go to YouTube. Boom. There's me talking about never date a woman with kids. And I'm trying to smash a woman with kids. And she's like, oh, yo, so you wouldn't date a woman with kids? I said, I didn't say I wouldn't date a woman with kids. I said I'd never be in a long-term relationship with a woman with kids. I'd fuck them. Hang out with them. Sure. Date them? Unless the kid's 30 and out of the house? No. Because it's got to be about me. I'm going to be about you. If you're not about me, why the fuck am I going to hang out and give you any of my energy? I got cars to build. How about throw one in the chat if you want to see Corvette's return? Dude, that's up to Ben Calmer. He's having issues with a throwout bearing. And I'm like, I can't help you. I bought what LMP told me to buy. I sent it to you. I don't know why it's not working. He already has a Ben Calmer Stage 3. GT350 axles hold 1,000 horsepower. Okay. The pooping and farting stories were hilarious on the dating channel. Yes. A woman said she wanted to have coffee and gelato at the end of a date. I'm like, you are going to shit your pants. Colby says, I understand your hatred for the 10R80. But if someone is to purely do roll racing weekend car with ESS, is it really that bad? No, not bad. Not bad at all. The problem is when you go to a track with grip, and you expect it to shift at a certain RPM, and it just doesn't. And the drivability is bad on it. even in stock form, there have been so many TSBs, so many recalls, so many valve body issues, so many lead frame issues, so many everything issues. Why would you even fuck with it? Just get a 6R80 and give it all the beans. Who gives a fuck? Well, that Amory cup keeps that shit hot. I love it. Coffin gelato noises. Alex, you're right. Those guys were kind of hating on you. What are you talking about? Steven Contreras. What are you talking about? Curious, how many Australian listeners do you have? No idea. The kid can hold the flashlight for you while you build cars. Look, the wall that... Oh, no, we're not doing this. No, we're not doing this. We are not doing this. No, nope. I've had enough with the Starkey stuff. I'm not going in on homeboy. We good. If anyone wants to watch TDC old vids, here they are. Good. They're going to live on the internet forever. Some of the better videos, some of the best bumble swipes I've ever had, some of the funniest moments I've ever had have been on. I have two of the best episodes I ever aired were when I had chicks in the studio here in the one bedroom. And did we smash afterwards? Of course. Stop it. 94.95 was NA, 96 was supercharged. Alex ain't down to change diapers. Okay. Is he talking about that podcast? Jail, is he talking about the podcast? Good, you think the fastest? I don't know what he's talking about. Before I drop 2500, LNM NSR is still the best way to go, Poppy. Bryson, I love you. I've said it about a million times. I don't know why I have to repeat it. I've said that LNM NSRs for every GT500 is the cam to get. Drop it in. You don't have to do anything stupid. I don't know why you need to hear it a fifth time. I've said it a million times. Senior has it. I have it. Most of my customers have it. Nurses be trifling. You're not wrong. No lie. The Amory cup still has ice 24 hours later. My stock 10 already lived at 940 wheel and shifted well until you had to manually downshift it to first every time you came to a stop. Mamie's girl, girl and the classy lady. Classy lady, that's one of the ones that I hurt her feelings on. So on the dating channel, unfortunately, I said something that she had told me directly that I disagreed with her highly on. And she was hurt by it. And I'm going to be honest with you. I think classy lady really liked me and wanted to be in a relationship with me. And unfortunately, she lives far away and has two very young kids. But everything else is perfect. Everything else. 5'9", cooling, blue eyes, black hair. I mean, but has two kids. So what happens? Alex gets to see her once or twice a week. On her time, not when I want to see her. So I'm like, nah, I'm good. It's just not worth it. TDC was needed for us younger dudes. I love you, Big L, and I'd love to do some kind of life advice situation, but the dating channel just caused too much trouble. It just caused too much trouble. Look, it's still there. I might pop in and do a live one day if I really got something to talk about, which I might, but if I want to like go out there and have a personal life, the dating channel can't exist. Murder Nova loves coffee and gelatos. Alex needs to start a religious channel so the women think he's a good Christian boy until the she does the gentleman have rev match. I know, it's a lot of money, but just nervous, never went this deep into a car. Then put the stock cams in it, bro. Shout out to maintenance girl. Yeah, she got wifed up with some like midget dude. What episode was the alien erotica story? I must have missed that one. No, I'm not gonna get into it because then you know that every ex listens to this fucking show, right? Guys, you know every ex I've had or every girl I've dated to this day, listens to every
to this day
fucking show. And if it's not them, it's their fucking midget Oompa Loompa coworkers that report back. Hey, Alex said this about you last night. What the fuck are you talking about? Bro, it's just the worst. So every girl that I dated, smashed, or whatever, dipped out or ghosted, they all watch this shit. They ghost watch. And then, you know, if I start doing the dating channel again, they'll ghost watch then too. It's crazy. Has the dating life improved since ending TDC? I've met higher quality people, but I haven't been dating for a long time. I haven't dated for over 6 months. Do you think the Coyote Hiram? No, sucks. Don't even fuck with it. Don't even fuck with it, Fox Body John. Anything Holly is trash on Coyote. No Holly harams on any Coyote products. It is stock intake, 18 manifold. If you want to port it, get it to 1320 Junkie and then Cobra Jet. That's it. After that, you want to boost it? Plasma Man. Holly, high ram, low ram, Holly, anything on Coyote is fucking trash. They suck. Fuck Holly shit. They're listening for the cheese, man. With a Gen 3 crew, with a Gen 3 crew cap, E85 bolt on, F50 be as fast as auto Gen 1? No. Nope. My Gen 1 fully bolted on is nearing 12.2, 12.1. Full weight. I haven't done any exhaust work yet. So if this car goes 12.1 after I put the ported 18 manifold and E85 and get some grip with a stock converter, and this thing goes 12.1 full weight, I wouldn't put it up against a truck. Truck's going to get beat. Now, the gutted guys that tell you that it's all motor, nothing else done, but it has no fucking interior in it except a fucking milk crate, please shut up. Alice, I have a code PO61B. It says internal module internal control module torque calculation performance. Just have your tuner turn it off. Just have your tuner turn it off. Because what happens is there, especially with a cold air intake like a JLT, something gets skewed the way the fucking math sees a signal. Something gets fucked up. We just turn off the code. TDC on Patreon. Ooh, hatch 450. That's not a bad idea. But the problem is I can't live stream on Patreon. The Patreon live stream is still a YouTube live stream, but God damn it. I might do. That's not a bad idea because I'm getting paid over there. So I might do TDC on Patreon. We'll see. But again, that's, you're right, because then they'd have to, yes, you're right, because women would have to then pay me $15 a month to see it on Patreon. Yeah, not a bad idea. VAP did a manifold shootout and the Holly intake was total ass. Why would they need to do a shootout? You just look at it and know it's total ass. What happened to the old Cleveland motor? Is it still around? No idea. 3020 does a ported Boss 2. I got an 18 manifold from him and I already put it on. It's already on. I just got to do some testing Saturday morning. The Alien Erotica was one of the recent TDC where he was talking about women read books about nothing but aliens fucking women and be like, I read 30 books a month. You're gonna make me piss off an ex. And I'm not looking to piss her off because she knows she. But when women read books, it ain't about philosophy. It's about aliens fucking them. It's the weirdest shit. Alex, have you seen the data that you can share how Plasma Man... No, stop. Oh my God, stop. Why would you buy a fucking $4,000 manifold at 20 pounds of boost? Why would you buy a fucking crazy... How much is a Plasma Man, guys? How much is a Plasma Man? Go. Tell me how much a Plasma Man is. And you're willing to spend that at 20 pounds of boost? Stop it. Been trying to do a crank wheel into a VCM scanner. Can't do it. HP Tuners has not figured it out. HP Tuners is out there tuning side-by-sides. They're tuning fucking Sea-Doos. They're tuning lawnmowers. Everything. But heaven forbid they fix the crank reeler on VCM scanner, and heaven forbid they fix TDN. Nope, Sea-Doo's got to get tuned. Yeah, $3,000, $4,500, $5,000 for a Plasma Man for 20 pounds of boost. 18 manifold, you're fine. They want it because it's CNC, not because they need it. It's just like NA guys buying bead locks. You're not wrong. Does the AT manifold really help Gen 1s? Yes, a little bit, but not all that much. My stock manifold Gen 1 would be up neck to neck on a beat. Gen 1, Gen 2 never seemed to look like it helped. I don't think it helps all that much unless you shift it really high. And I'm going to try that test and we'll see. And again, 1320 Junkie gave me a manifold, sponsored it, but I'm not looking to make favorable data and skew the readings. I'm going to give it a good shot because it went 12.4 on race gas. And if I can on pump gas, duplicate that with the 18 manifold, cool. And then on E85, beat the race gas time, cool. But I think I need to shift it way higher to take advantage of the upper of the airflow because when it's ported, it just takes away a lot of low end. Yes, the LRX crank relearned hatch 450X. Justin Michael says, fuck, I'm not willing to spend that. Just trying to make a point to a local guy that is wasting money. He is wasting money. But if he's looking about... In my opinion, a Plasma Man is good when you're going to make big boosts and you want something metal in there. It doesn't explode, okay? So you want something that is metal, not something plastic that can split under boost. Your injectors are attached to it, and now you have fuel spraying all over a hot car. Turvy Intercare is better than the Holly Haram. Have a Gen 2 Coyote with a 3.0 Whipple, long tubes, 9.3 pump, getting a dyno when the job is completed. What number should I expect if it's a manual 650 rear wheel horsepower at 10 PSI? How much is a new tune for current Lund customers if to add a ported AT manifold and E85? Manifold 150, E85 250. If you already have E85, 150. If you want both, it's 400. DNA selling Alex package for all the Gen 1 parts you're using? No, not yet. I'll insert a plug for Jason's boost-proof manifold. Has anyone run an 8 with an NA-SI50? Nope. What are your plans for the Gen 1 ESS? Nope. Look, you guys think I'm full of shit. I'm going to show you what's possible with the 2.3. So I'm going to go to YouTube. And Ben Callimer told me to do this yesterday. And I did it for him. Ben Callimer ModNat. Ben Callimer had a Gen 2 Mustang. Ben Callimer had a 6R80 Gen 2 Mustang. And we took it to Mod Motor Nationals. And I don't know when the fuck it was, a while ago. A 2.3 on a 69 upper only. P-Mass, let me see. Where's the picture of the engine bay? Right there. Okay. P-Mass cold air intake. Twin 60, this is a monoblade, I think, or a twin 67. 2.3 TVS, 69 pulley.
Hey, here we got Ben Callimer versus Andrew Lambert, round two, small blower.
So, a 2.3 TVS, PMAS 120, 1000cc injector. This bitch ran 9.2. A fucking Gen 2.
Hey, we'll see if this little stock motor 2.3 can keep up with a Bill Motor Whipple. Okay, so we chattered the tires on that run, but we won the 920. So we, how many? Yeah, we're going to pump up the tire pressure.
Oh, my voice was shot, but let me see a time slip. Okay, this is the last run we're at 920 again. Again, a 9.2 with a 2.3, not a 2650. By the way, he should have never gotten rid of that car. He got rid of that car. He should have never gotten rid of that car. That car was dialed in. If we waited a little bit.
Oh, because left and right lane. Yeah, he switched lanes at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, they fucked up. They made, here's this. Here's your pulley, goddammit. Fuck. Let me see. So according to this slip.
Boom. So he was the other lane, the right lane. 1.3, 160 foot, 5.9, fives. It went fives in the eighth. 9.2, 147 on a Gen fucking 2. You guys keep talking this shit about you need a Gen 2, Gen 2R or a Roush 2300 is all you fucking need to go low nines. And the goal for the S197 that I have is to be a bottom 9 second car. That's it. No need to get in the fucking eights. If it's choppy, too fucking bad. Do you roughly know roundabout wheel horsepower number? Stop asking. Can you stop fucking asking horsepower numbers, please? Why are people obsessed with horsepower numbers? I never understood that. Horsepower, Gen 2 manual, V7 GTB, 2.8, stock balancer, FFE, E85, boss manifold. Fuck, bro. Jesus Christ. What horsepower number? Who cares? Is there a better throttle body than the Ford Racing Twin for a 12 GT500? Not for drivability and power. I would not fuck with it. I'd rather just run IBTs for a Coyote than slap in a fucking Holly Haram. What's the fastest Callimer has been with this Stage 3 MTD2? Is it John Askey? No idea. That explains HPT never replied to me about the crank reeler, says David. I'm basically stuck with the code then. Yes. Is it safe to run the car with that code on? You're going to have to use a Ford IDS tool to clear the crank relearn on that car. Apologies. Nothing to do with us. 100% to do with them. Oh, look, it doesn't have bead locks either. Exactly. What did it weigh? I don't fucking know. It's a Gen 2 Mustang fully loaded with a roll cage. It's not gutted. He wants to put his horsepower number on the hat. If he cleaned up that 60 foot, might have had an 8 that day. Can't really clean up the 60 foot. It kind of is what it is. If he had a trans brake, and the track wasn't great either. Horsepower number doesn't mean shit if you can't put it to the ground. Exactly. I'm just sick and tired of saying all this shit. Like, oh, 2.8 V7 JTB with a stock balancer and free flowing exhaust, 850. And this is what they'll say. Well, I thought it would make closer to 900. Toby Vega's car probably makes 900 real horsepower, but it's probably going to only run a fucking 10.1 or a 9.9. It's a stick. If my Gen 1 through an auto makes 890 real horsepower, it's an 8-second or a low 9-second car. So horsepower doesn't matter fuck all, bro. I'm sick and tired of giving a fuck about horsepower numbers. That car, Toby's car at 900 wheel can go low 10s, high 9s. My Gen 1 at 850 wheel can go probably 9.1, 9.2. Stop it. New horsepower numbers than you had. Alex, can you tell me roughly how many strokes you'd had in the last, you would last in Sofia Vergara? Oh, so it's different. It's weird, right? Sometimes you meet a new girl and you're like, oh my God, it feels so good. And you're like, I got to take a break. I'm a bust. And sometimes you meet a super hot chick and you're just ticking her down and you're like, I'm lasting. Cool. I don't know. It all depends how the poom poom feels, because it could feel like Yogi Berra's fucking mitt. And it's not a good time, and I'll last hours. Every time someone asks for horsepower numbers, the puppy dies. Time to switch over to an LRX. Just start making horsepower numbers up. So if you have an N-Gage and already you think it's pointless upgrading to an LRX, I think so. Unless you want to grow with the car. So if you guys, if you have an N-Gage, and this is counterproductive, but I don't think you need to buy an LRX unless it's broken. So if your N-Gage is working fine, right out with that. Here to give a like, watch when I get home. Nitrogen Buyer Supply says, Alex, would you swap the GT500 wheels on the 30 GT and show what bigs and littles gain? Yes, absolutely. But I have Brembos in the front, so the 17s won't fit. So I might have to make something happen there. Have seen a 700 wheel horsepower Super run 8. Horsepower means little. People making 800 horsepower on stock Pirelli tires and be wondering why it doesn't get a good quarter mile time. Roast beef. Hey, boo-boo. Says Holly took watching mode. Bro's going to be switching positions every 5 seconds to last longer. That's, yeah, bro. I was a nurse. I hooked up with a bit ago. I'm two strokes. I'm almost done. So you stop. So I don't know what was going on underneath there. Oh my God! Did you hear what Alex said on his group, on his chat? Oh, good thing we're not together anymore. Oh my God, bro! Every day, bro. I saw a picture of Sofia Vergara without makeup. I hope it's not real. She's doing a Netflix special, and it's not her. It's a Giselda. Giselda on Netflix is Sofia Vergara, and they made her look bad on purpose. That girl looks good when she wakes up. You're good, bro. But Alex, those Hollies are self-learning. Didn't you know that we don't need a tuner? We can learn by ourselves. Would you ever date a black girl? I have, and culturally, we're too different. No offense. Culturally, it's a culture thing. It's just culturally totally different. Mid-episode, 17s do clear Brembo brakes. No, they don't. Maybe they do, Scott Andrews. You might be right. It's on the Gen 2s that they don't. Rears only, son. Gorilla Grip. 17s clear the Gen 1 Brembos. Alex, good. So then I can take my bigs and littles, slap them on the Gen 1, but I need to do a relocation kit for the sway bar on the Gen 1, and I could go out on the street with slicks, but the problem is it's a 28 10.5. It's a big slick stock converter. I don't think it's going to show good unless I get a converter. You know what I'm saying? Got to be thinking about the baseball. While in the thought, though, is it a big difference between slicks and skinnies versus slicks and a street tire up front? Yes. If you want to wave around and have issues when you have a bias ply and a radio in the front, you will crash that car. All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. Thank you very much for hanging out with me today. Today, we talked about the Hurricane RHO, the Ram high output motor, lighter, same power as the TRX, better towing capacity, same performance, 0 to 60, except 0.1 seconds off. I think it's a winner. If the Hurricane engine infrastructure becomes tunable before the 24 and up Gen 4 Mustang becomes tunable, a lot of people are going to jump on that train because it's tunable. Bet me on that shit. All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. I'll be back on Sunday night, Peasant Chat. I will get you video. I already have installed the 18 manifold in the 13. I'm going to edit video tonight. I already have, I'm going to finish the video Saturday morning if the weather is good. Try to beat a best of a 12-4. So I'm going to go back on pump gas, run it out on pump gas, see if it needs higher shift points, and then if it needs from 7,400 RPM shift points to 7,800 RPM shift points, then I'll do that with the 1320 Junkie ported manifold and LU47s on pump gas. If I can better the 12-4 on pump gas, which was done on race gas in the stock manifold, I will then flash the E85 tune on it and see what we can gain overall. The goal is to get into the 11s on the street. It's going to need some help. It's going to need a drive shaft. It's going to need maybe different wheels and tires, suspension. But if I can do as much as I can with the little that I have, that's mimicking something you would do at home. And I get data and I can use those tunes and go, hey, I have data based on this setup. Here you go. It's optimized for that setup. All right, guys, I'm out of here. Thank you very much for listening to me for a little bit. Thank you for watching all the way through. People that gave super chats and all that stuff, great. I will put up a new thread on the Patreon talking about the after show right after this, so you guys can talk about the after show on Patreon for a little bit. But the rest of you will see me on Sunday night for